Welcome to the Young and Restless Recap.
I'm Amanda.
And it is our 2014 best of 2014.
Yes.
Woohoo! Yay!
We do this every year.
In with the new. We do it every year except for last year.
We didn't do it last year?
We didn't do it last year.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a bummer.
Yeah. We're busy.
Okay. So why don't you give us the... Give us our first topic, okay. Our best and worst of.
Best and worst of, let's do love triangles.
Ooh.
Because there's some pretty good ones, there's some pretty stupid ones.
Who do you think is the best?
Right now, I'm really digging Hillary and Devon and Neil.
Okay, that's who I picked.
Yeah.
But when I read my soap opera digest, they chose that as the worst love triangle.
Really?
For, like, all soaps.
Wow.
They said...
That's saying a lot.
A father-son love triangle is the most... Tired,
inappropriate,
worn out, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Well, that's true. But that doesn't mean I don't like it.
I think it's being reinvented with Neil's blindness.
That's right. Okay, so this is kind of a recap question that I forgot to ask.
Yeah.
But, and maybe I'm being just super insensitive.
Yeah.
But how does Neil get his shaving so precise?
I just assumed that Hillary was doing it for him, or
okay.
that he had somebody doing it. No,
that
I don't think
he's not
an
doing
insensitive
it himself.
Question,
okay.
Because I wondered the same thing.
Yeah.
So if I wondered it, it's not insensitive.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
No, I mean,
not.
I guess I always wonder that. Like, you know, how do you go from looking in the mirror every day to all of a sudden not having a clue what you look like?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I just sort of assumed that somebody was doing it for him.
Okay. All right.
I think they're the best love triangle for me personally because it's pretty taboo.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually never expected Hillary to be such a vocal character.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to
She's going to be.
Go.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Devon, he's never really. The only people he's ever really had like a lot of chemistry with were taboo people.
Right. Yeah, because he had that crush on Lily for a while, which was super not okay.
And I remember when he slept with Tyra.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I did forget about that. So he has a pattern of this.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, well, Devon, come on, man. You can do better.
I mean, he was abandoned, right?
Yeah, that's true. Still.
Yeah. He likes him naughty.
I guess. So who do you want Hillary to stay with?
I want it to all blow up.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's
with anybody. Okay,
nope.
Yeah, me too.
I initially liked Hillary and Devon together, but it's kind of wearing thin on me now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, when he gave her the promise ring, it was just like, okay,
I'm
out. I'm
done.
Well, and I always think it's kind of tacky when somebody marries someone that they had the affair with that broke up their marriage.
It just seems inappropriate. Like, how could Hillary possibly stay with Devon when she was married to his dad? I mean, it's just too messy that I just don't think it's going to work.
Right.
So,
whereas the other love triangle of Joe and Avery and Dylan, you know, I can see Dylan and Avery getting married.
And Joe
because
breaking it up?
No, just because it's been so long that that the affair that...
Okay,
Avery and Dylan have it was like, you know, that's
saying.
Past news, and now they're
totally.
Back together in a totally different way.
Yes, that makes sense. I did not do a worst love triangle, though. Did you?
I didn't have a worst.
I only had a best.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
Okay, let's talk. Well, do we want to go into talk about couples?
Sure.
Best couple, worst couple.
Who's your best couple?
I'm not sure I have one.
It was hard. It was
there was
a
lot of couples I don't like.
I said I really liked Victoria and Stitch. That's my best couple.
I think,
but it's tame.
Yeah, yeah, it's very, very bland.
Right now, nothing really stood out to me.
Yeah,
I can't believe I'm saying this because 2 years ago I would have punched myself. But I also was kind of tired, like Nick and Sharon. I really like them together. I don't know why. It's like I'm a self-loathing Nick and Sharon lover.
Well, Nick and Sharon, it just seems like it's kind of just such a throwback.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care how many times they get married and divorced.
Yeah.
They're going to wind up together
totally.
At some point.
Yeah.
And then they're going to break up again at some point.
I think because right now I like Nick separately and I like Sharon separately, mm-hmm. so them together makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sticking with Victorian Stitch, and I'm sad because it probably won't last that long.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
But for now, I like it.
Yeah. What about your worst?
My worst? Summer in Austin?
Yes, thank you. God. So tedious.
I hate them.
I hate them also, and I don't understand why if Kane can breeze into town and become the CEO of Chancellor, why can't...
Older.
Okay. So that's why Austin can't.
Yeah.
But he's just useless. There's just no point to him
even being
on the
show. It's funny because
I
actually think that I think Summer is more useless.
Well, I never recognized Summer.
Oh, really?
I see her and I was like, wait, who is that? Almost every time. Hmm. So
maybe they need to make her more identifiable somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just...
She's identifiable to me because she's so damn pouty all the time. Isn't working for me.
No, that's Abby.
Rich. Well, yeah,
God,
Abby too.
Abby,
but Abby is more like abrasive and picks at people.
Yeah.
And Summer is more like, and I know that they're doing
she's
this on passive
purpose, aggressive.
But I feel like it's more like sad little rich girl. Mm-hmm. And then they have these like saccharine moments, like I love you. No, I
so
love
much.
You.
Yeah.
I love you. Blah.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
So then on New Year's Eve, when she had the dress emergency, and it was like she rolled over to Phyllis and Jackson. She was like, I need so much help because we're on a budget this year, so I couldn't buy a new dress, so I'm trying to reinvent an old dress. And I was like, are
welcome
you kidding
welcome to the world.
Me? Yeah.
Well, I liked her that, you know, oh, this dress, it just makes me look so, you know, so young and immature. And I was like, so what? Ooh. You go to your mom to get a slit?
Yeah.
You know, take a couple inches off the top?
I didn't
what, even. What's
I
wrong
mean,
with you?
I don't
You're
understand.
You're an old married lady.
I imagine her closet is probably full of things,
packed.
And everybody has a good outfit that they can wear
yeah,
for an
the
like,
go-to.
Yeah,
a little
exactly.
black dress.
Come on.
Yeah, even I
or,
have that.
I'm sorry, go to Forever 21 and buy a $20 dress.
Yeah.
Like,
even that's in your, do they have a Forever 21 at Genoa City Mall? That's a set I want to see. Genoa City Mall.
They've got to have something. Or she could like borrow from a friend. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if they're on a budget and that was like her whole thing, I just
yeah,
went, oh,
that
poor
does not, that's not a good enough reason.
Driving her Lexus around.
Right.
Austin is annoying too, but I think Austin is going to, there's something deep
Something's
in Austin.
Something's
going to
happen with Austin.
That he's
going to yeah.
leave Summer
yeah.
because he can't handle her spoiled richness
yeah.
forever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hate them.
Okay.
But I did also have, do you remember earlier in the year before we knew Mariah was Mariah? And she was bugging Abby. And who was Abby engaged to? I've been racking my brain and I cannot remember his name. Leslie's brother.
Oh, yeah. Trevor?
I know, I had a T in my head too.
Yeah.
I was like, Tyrone? But he's not Tyrone.
Yeah.
How do I not remember his name? And he had a thing for Lily.
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember.
You know?
I remember the guy. I can picture him, but I can't. There's no name underneath his picture.
Well, either
so.
Way, when they were engaged,
yeah,
I think
that was dumb.
They might have been my worst couple. I don't know. They kind of tie because they were just like so lovey-dovey, and but it was like clear that they would never work out.
Yeah,
but they're not a couple anymore. So
it didn't work out.
Yeah,
you were right.
Who's your worst?
Right now, my worst is Kevin and Mariah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I just. I mean, I get it that it's going to happen. I just think it's too predictable.
It is pretty predictable.
You know, that it's too much, oh, we're so aggressive toward each other, but we're still best friends. And,
yeah.
You know.
That's
like,
true.
Or kissing him on midnight because there was nobody else there. Well, that's because he's hanging on you all night
yeah.
long. So.
Okay, that's a good point.
I just think that it's not so much that they're a worst couple. They're just irritating.
Yeah. They are. I could see that. Okay. I kind of go back and forth with them.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
Hair. Let's talk about hair.
I struggled with this one.
I didn't.
Okay. Well, let's
change.
Do female first.
Female. Yeah. Female first.
Because I always say Phyllis every year.
Phyllis's hair is cute.
Well, okay.
I like it.
Okay. Yes. But I feel like she hasn't been there quite long enough that this actress to have like
established her hairstyle.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I
but
couldn't
the,
vote for her.
Okay. I get that. I still like it.
Yeah,
if I could
I do.
Vote for her, I would. Ashley is the worst.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah,
really?
It's awful. It's in that Friends Rachel Shag some days, and then other days she's got it crimpy curled, and it's like it's a bad length. The color is not quite right. It's a little too blonde for someone of her years. And just, I'm not feeling it.
I guess I didn't. It doesn't stand out to me one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Well, I said best. I think Hillary.
Actually. Oh, huh. Okay.
I know. But I feel like her hair always looks good. Mm-hmm. And it's never like.
It's consistent. That's
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. That, and it's not like consistent in like Lauren's where.
Oh, God. Lauren.
It's just a piece.
Yeah. She, yeah.
I mean, she changed.
I can't even have her. She's like forever worst.
I didn't even put Lauren in worst hair because I feel like she owns the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah, exactly. She's always in that category.
So my female worst hair was Kelly.
Really? Oh, you don't like the bangs?
I don't know what it is. It just doesn't fit her right.
Oh, I like it. I think it's cute.
Remember the first Kelly?
Yes.
I mean, she wasn't around for very long, but I thought her hair fit. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, there's something too, like, staged about this Kelly's hair, and I can't figure it out.
Yeah, well, it changes a lot.
It does change a lot.
And so I kind of like that it is actually versatile. That sometimes she's got it in a side part, sometimes she's got it in the middle part with the bangs.
It just never looks right to me.
Yeah, no, I like it. I think it's, but I like that actress, always have, so.
I guess I'm waiting for them to give her maybe a softer.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But I also did, I had a runner's up. Chelsea's mom.
Oh, God. Yeah, really bad. Rat nest.
Yeah.
You know who I want to give an honorable mention to best hair?
Yeah.
Is Victoria.
Her hair has
looked pretty good, and she's been having it in a variety of styles,
that's
and
true.
It always looks okay. So it's not great, but it's not the train wreck that it used to be.
How about best hair for men?
For men, part of me wants to say Billy.
Oh.
And then part of me says, oh my God, it's so hard and crunchy and frosted
like
to death. So no, I'm going to say, Kane's dad. What's his name?
What? Colin?
Yeah, Colin.
Colin gets best hair?
Yeah, no, I was looking at his hair yesterday. Uh-huh. It was like, you know, it's he's got enough of it. It's a nice color. It's in a good style for someone his age.
Okay.
You know.
I guess it's just not interesting.
Yeah, no, it looks really natural. It looks like he doesn't, you know, do anything to it.
Yeah, I guess.
He maintains it and it's fine.
Okay. I'm going with a reigning champion. I just love his hair. I know.
He's my worst this year. It's so gross. And him and Kane are tied.
Oh, no.
Because
I hate Kane's hair.
Because of so much product.
I think something about Nick's hair is so, I don't even know how to explain it, but I swear if I was a dude, that's what my hair would look like.
Oh.
I would be that guy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I would be a tool.
Yeah, I can't.
But I did have, it's the kind of same thing with New Phyllis. The new Adam.
New Adam
like
has
his
nice
hair.
Yeah.
But I didn't
it's
feel
too
ready
early
to
tell.
Vote for him either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a potential runner-up for next year.
My worst hair for men was Joe.
Yeah, Joe's is awful.
Or Dylan.
Dylan's
or
hair is innocuous. I don't
David
like.
Tom's hair when he played Billy.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was really bad.
I kind of think he might win. But I really was thinking like Joe because I've really been looking at it a lot.
Yeah, and it is consistently awful.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
It's like molester hair.
It is. Yeah.
So
now I want him to grow a big porn stash.
He totally would fit. It would fit. Yeah. Okay. What's next?
Let's do clothes.
Like best outfit.
Best outfit. Yeah.
I struggled with this one.
Yeah,
I hadn't really paid
much attention.
I know. I think maybe I just forgot, but I really like Avery's outfit on New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Where she had
and her hair was adorable.
Yeah.
I want to put her in for best hair too.
She does have her hair.
Her hair has been really good.
Think about her.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I change?
Yes.
I'm gonna say best hair. Avery.
Yeah, I think Avery too.
Okay.
Here.
She had on for New Year's like this gold sequin floor length skirt.
Oh yeah.
And this black thing that gave her like a ridiculous amount of cleavage.
Mm-hmm.
She already has like massive cleavage.
Oh, every time she came on screen,
it was like you can't help but look at her boobs.
Boobs. Yeah,
she
wins best boobs for sure.
Because
but
she
still
had
looked
the
classy.
Floor length.
Yeah. No, she showed that curvy girls can show off, you know, the cleavage and not look like a total slut. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I know this doesn't exactly classify as like an outfit, mm-hmm. but Nick and Sharon's bachelor party, I really liked Abby's sombrero because I felt like that surfaced was, a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
That and it was really good.
Showed
for,
character.
Yeah, I mean, for like the moment.
Yeah.
I just, you know, she like wore it at the party, at the bar, she wore it in jail.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I like it. I think for me, I know what my worst outfit is,
okay.
and it's what Lauren was wearing on New Year's Day. She had a meeting with Jill and Gloria and was wearing kind of a flouncy blouse that was leopard print. So I know you'll love it, but it was too much. And then a really tight kind of past the knee leather tan skirt. That just didn't work. It was just like...
Was that on New Year's Day?
It was on New Year's Day.
Yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
Okay, so I haven't watched that episode yet,
yeah.
so...
And really there were a couple of angles where it was just like, oh, God, no. Awful. Really bad. It made her look just crammed into it. I didn't like it at all.
I really couldn't think of any, like, truly worst outfits. I struggled.
I couldn't really think of any
but
best
also,
outfits.
But also, I don't think I was really paying attention. Like, in previous years, I can remember some...
Oh, like, yeah. Like
remember Jack's cargo shorts?
Yes,
you
I
know,
do.
Or,
well, and some of those things that came up at the 4th of July barbecue.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
so, I just...
Yeah,
nothing
clothes were
like,
kind of not a big deal this year.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of waiting for a big gala or something like that.
Yeah.
So, all right, what's next?
Should we do recasts?
Yeah.
Because there were a lot of them.
There were a lot of recasts.
And in some cases, double recast.
Yeah.
For Billy.
So who's your best?
Phyllis.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah.
You know, I made that transition without any trouble at all. It's like, okay, new Phyllis?
Yep.
Perfect.
And she just fits so well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree.
Okay. Her worst?
I said David Thomas, Billy.
Yeah. Yeah, he was just trying too hard.
And I was
and the
I was
character hadn't grown up.
Him,
yeah, you were willing
you know?
To
I was like, I liked David Tom back in the day, I think. I remember liking him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was
My runner up is current Abby. I don't care for her.
Yeah, it's something just sort of is annoying.
Yeah. There's just something.
But
not
so much that I like can't stand her. It's just
no,
like,
but she just is like okay.
And she's been around for a while.
Yeah.
So it's not like she's a 2014 recast.
Right. Yeah. But still, I don't. Okay. What about storyline?
I liked Phyllis's return.
Phyllis's return? Yeah.
It was kind of cool to have her gone for a year, and yet we all knew where she was.
Right. Yeah. There wasn't any question of, oh, whatever happened to...
And when big things would happen, you'd be like, oh, man, when she wakes up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and that's what made it fun.
Yeah.
The whole... I think it's funny that the best storyline is when the character was actually not there.
Yeah.
You know, but the way that they handled it, I think, was really good.
I didn't really like when she woke up and hitchhiked, you know...
That was dumb.
Across states.
Yeah.
But, whatever. When she came back
when
into town, things that really set a lot of things in motion. And
yeah.
So, I definitely liked that one. I had, like, the whole Ian Ward thing sort of question mark.
I didn't ever really get into that.
I mean, like, I liked Ian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ian, that guy, that actor is amazing.
And
love
I
him.
Think, you know, he sort of drove Nikki to drink, which we always enjoy.
Oh, yeah. That's always a good
and,
time.
And, you know, ultimately he brought Mariah in, which I think. But it's not my favorite storyline, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Worst storyline.
I think Neil going blind because he was electrocuted has got to be just...
But I've gotten so much entertainment out of
it. I have, but it's just so dumb. I can't get over, you know, the reason he went blind. You know, if he had gone blind because of degenerative eye disease or, you know, something even remotely plausible.
You don't think it's plausible?
No.
I'm going to Google challenge that one.
Okay.
I think it is. I don't know why.
That's the only side effect is that you go blind?
Well, no. I think probably there are other things.
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
I don't know.
Ironically, I do know someone who went blind while she was pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Temporarily, though.
Whoa.
So, I suppose maybe, but I'm still...
Now, that sounds implausible.
Yeah.
They should... Yeah. Somebody on the show should have pregnancy blindness.
Pregnancy blindness,
that's
yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. Can we please do
my storyline? Also, speaking of dumb, was mm-hmm. Jill and the music box.
Oh yeah, that whole thing I erased out of my mind because it was so. Who cares?
Like Catherine dying was a big deal, and
yeah.
I think
and
they
then
really
they tarnished it with that whole
yes,
storyline.
Yes, I think they had the opportunity to really like dig deep into mm-hmm. like something truly that actually happened
mm-hmm.
in the past.
Yeah,
and the whole music box thing was so lame.
Yeah. Really bad.
And they remember then they did those like reenactment scenes.
Mm-hmm.
It
just didn't fly.
Yeah. What's next?
Do we want to do shockers? Care? Were there any real?
My shocker was the whole Mariah thing. Like Mariah.
Oh, that Mariah
is the twin.
Well, and again, speaking of implausible,
yeah.
having twins and not knowing it takes the cake.
I'm willing to have my suspension of disbelief.
Yeah, okay.
I guess. Did Catherine die this year?
I want to say no. It was like end of last year.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it's been since we did our last best of.
Okay.
So.
I mean, I think there are memorable moments for me in that, almost like in real life,
mm-hmm.
like, oh my God, Billy Miller's not coming back. Or
right.
Like, oh my God, his name's escaping me. Michael Mooney, the guy who's
mm-hmm.
Adam, isn't coming back, you know?
Yeah.
Those are sort of like, ooh,
yeah.
what's going to happen?
Right.
But,
But knowing that Catherine isn't going to come back and they're not going to recast her.
And that she
her,
died,
I think,
that was a shocker.
Yeah,
you know?
I think that's one of the best decisions they've ever made.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, for that short time they had Michael Learned come in and she
yeah.
was Catherine.
Yeah.
But...
You know. And what's our final?
All right, our final favorite category is competence. Who is most competent and who is most
this
incompetent?
This truly is the most important category.
Well, yeah. Because it really sets up so many plot lines and storylines and things.
Can you think of your most competent?
Oh, it's got to be Adam's plastic surgeon.
That's what I said.
Got to be. Yeah.
Like, hello.
Yeah, I mean, there's just, hands down, there's nothing else even comes close.
I feel like they should really cast somebody for that person.
Oh, yeah.
No, in real life, though, I thought Stitch. Is that wrong? Is that weird? It feels the most competent to me. I mean,
oh, yeah, yeah. No, I think Stitch, yeah, overall.
I mean.
Is the most competent.
Even when we thought he was a murderer and then it turned out he wasn't a murderer or whatever.
Yeah, he was still
a
good doctor.
Yeah.
You know, and now he's a good chemist.
Oh, and I was really offended just a couple days ago, whatever,
mm-hmm.
when Katie, you know, Victoria and Billy's new baby,
mm-hmm.
had like a fever.
Yeah.
And Stitch was there and Stitch like did a full evaluation. He's
yeah.
like, dude,
she's
going to be okay.
Baby.
And Billy goes, no offense there, but you haven't been practicing medicine right now. So
yeah.
we're going to take her to the emergency
right.
room.
We're going to ignore the 10 years it takes to become a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
And you know, the mom side of me was saying, you know what? I would have done the same thing. I still would have taken her to urgent care and mm-hmm. had.
And I didn't blame Victoria for being like, yeah, let's go to the hospital.
Yeah.
I didn't, but I just
well,
thought the
or,
way that
or
Billy said it.
Yeah, the way Billy approached it. But, you know, with Delia's health
mm-hmm.
and, you know,
yeah.
having, that's
okay.
kind of how they found out that Delia had whatever it was that was wrong with her, you know, so I understand, but I still think that
uh-huh.
Billy was unnecessarily dickish.
Yeah. But I felt like Stitch was like, okay,
yeah,
see ya.
They're gonna.
I'll
and
be
he was gracious.
And watch everybody else. Yeah,
yeah, he was
so,
gracious about it.
I like him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's most competent.
Yeah.
Who's your most incompetent?
The it's a tie. It's a group incompetence of. The Jabot security and custodial staff for not finding Victoria
oh my gosh
locked
yeah.
up and having a baby in the janitor's closet.
Totally. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
I mean, one of those groups should have... I mean, what are they doing? They're clearly not patrolling.
No.
They're clearly not cleaning.
Yeah, that's true.
So...
I have so many incompetents. Phyllis's doctor.
Yeah.
You know, like, mm-hmm. I just feel like not only did he lose her.
Right. Physically.
Yeah. But it was like he was allowing Victor to
make
who's not
healthcare decisions, and he's not even.
No. And like, the one good nurse, he fired her mm-hmm. for being a good nurse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, that.
Of actual, you know, regular characters,
yeah.
I think Dylan.
I had Dylan on there.
Yeah,
seems pretty darn incompetent.
You know, you're the only coffee shop in town, and you can't make it work.
Well,
come on,
Kevin too, though, right?
Right. So it
yeah.
just seems like, come on.
Yeah, that's true.
And maybe it's because they haven't changed anything there ever.
I had to go with Paul.
Paul?
I know.
Does Paul even have a job?
Yeah.
He's
remember?
Like police commissioner or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, and he got shot on the job because of his
right.
own incompetence.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
I
that's
mean,
true.
It,
perennial
it's kind of him and
Paul.
Dylan together, but mm-hmm. I feel like he didn't accurately, like, clear an
assess.
Area.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, apprehend the... I don't know, Austin at the time, right?
Mm-hmm,
the
right.
suspect.
Yeah.
And so instead, Austin accidentally shoots Paul.
Right.
Not even on
not
purpose.
Not even on purpose.
Yeah.
yeah.
And then flees the scene. And
mm-hmm.
then I loved just the other night when all the lights went out and Paul's
mm-hmm.
at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
And he's on the phone with whoever from the station, like, called him.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, okay, well, I'm going to have a cup of coffee, so keep me posted.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, nice leadership, dude.
Right.
Like, if you expect everybody else out there to be checking all the lights.
Yeah. You should be out there as well. Or at least go back to work and, you know,
yeah.
direct
then
traffic.
Also, when Paul was investigating Ian's, like, missing possibility
right.
of death, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, he... Initially, they had some questions. They thought maybe it was Dylan,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right,
and
right.
he was, like, hiding evidence.
Yeah, hiding evidence and covering stuff up.
So I just think Paul isn't, like, as terribly as incompetent
as he was
cast,
as a private eye.
But
he's still pretty bad. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, I just think he's not so good.
Yeah, not great. All right, I think that wraps it up.
Okay. 2014. It was a pretty good year.
It was all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah okay.
I mean, I feel like it's setting the stage for a better year.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Yeah. I think that they're on an upswing.
Yeah.
So
maybe because we've been podcasting slightly more often,
mm-hmm.
that's helping the writers.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. It's better when we podcast.
Yeah. All right. Don't forget to go to the blog, wireupdates.blogspot.com, or really find us on Facebook. Young and the Restless Recap, and tell us your best and worst
right.
on Facebook, because I would love to know if there are things that I forgot or something
mm-hmm.
you disagreed with.
Yeah.
Part of the year.